My name is Matt Rotman, and I'm the president of Rotman Drilling Company.
Matt Rotman says this is no time to panic. California has been through droughts before and has always survived. And he and many farmers are understandably worried about the short term and the ability for so many businesses to survive. This latest drought has kept him busy trying to keep the water flowing for farmers.
We're all working on 18-month to 2-year backlogs, so we're not stepping on each other's toes. We're not going after the same customers. We all have more work than we can handle right now.
Sorry, explain that backlog to me. What do you mean when you say 18-month backlog?
I've got jobs on the board that take me out to, looking like the beginning of 2016.
You've got steady work until 2016?
Yes.
Wow. So what happens to your business if groundwater levels continue to keep going down? Do you just drill deeper?
We drill deeper. Our rigs are capable of completing wells up to about almost 3,000 feet.
And what kind of effects have you seen of the drought? When you go out to some of these clients' farms or properties, what's happened to their land when they haven't had access to this water?
If you're growing row crops, which would be like potatoes, lettuce, carrots, if you absolutely can't get the water, you can just fallow the field for, you know, a season. It's not going to hurt you. But, you know, if you've got permanent crops, trees, grapes, kiwis, those are the ones that we have to push to make sure that they have water. Because once those trees die, you'd have to tear them all out and plant new ones. And it takes about 5 years for those crops to start producing and turning a profit.
Have you seen clients that have to do that hard work of tearing trees out?
We've worked for some that are they're tearing their trees out, but that was planned. They're doing that to put in a different variety. None of my customers have had to fallow any land yet.
So what would happen to California's ag industry if it weren't for companies like yours?
It would be devastating. If you drive through the San Joaquin Valley, it looks like a forest. There's, you know, orange trees, lemons, almonds, walnuts. It's a man-made forest, and those would all dry up and disappear. Not to mention the unemployment. It would be like the Depression all over again, the Great Depression.
And is that the sense that the farmers there have, that they're on the cusp of another depression if they can't keep their water running steadily?
I don't think it's got to that point yet. I don't know that we're in a panic mode yet. I mean, some might be. Everybody knows that you have to have a backup source of water, and they're going through steps to get their backup sources back online.